Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is Brian Sears of the Daily Record. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi.
As you've been reporting, you know, State Comptroller Peter Franco and Treasurer Nancy Kopp have been at odds with the governor over his plans to cut the state's contribution to its employee pension fund. And there's some interesting politics going on here. But let's set the background first. There was some time ago that they went to a whole lot of trouble to fix the pension fund?
Well, if you remember, about 3 years ago, Governor O'Malley rolled out a plan that was meant to stabilize the underfunded state employee pension system. It's funded right now to the tune of about 80%, which sounds pretty good, but it's not quite what the actuaries consider fully funded. So the idea was they were going to ask employees to contribute a little more, with the idea that the state was going to then reduce some benefits, and then in the midst of all of that, there was going to be some savings from all of this that the state would then reinvest into the system to the tune of about $300 million. And so now what the governor is doing, and I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but he's essentially reneging on that deal. And
that's
wants,
not too fine a
and,
point,
and
is
want,
it?
No. And wants to keep $100 million of that every year in perpetuity. So instead of $300 million reinvested, it would be $200 million.
And what does that do to the fund?
What they're saying is that they're still going to be able to fully fund the pension just a year later than what they had actually projected. The problem is that State Treasurer Nancy Kopp and Comptroller Peter Franco are concerned because when you get 25 years out, and that's the way actuarials are always looking into the future, when you get 25 years out, the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for this to the tune of about $1.75 billion. That's almost real money here, Joel.
How does it go from $100 million to $1.75 billion?
Well, because when you keep $100 million a year for 25 years, that's okay, not going into the pension, plus all of the interest that accrues on that $100 million every year for 25 years, you know, it starts to add up to some real money.
So what's the governor's rationale for essentially reneging on this deal?
The rationale given by T. Eloise Foster, the state budget director, is that they need this money to balance the budget. The budget's coming in roughly at about $39 billion and some change. And there were some questions among the committee members, including Democrats, who wanted to know, you know, in a $39 billion budget, couldn't you just sort of reduce the size of the budget to cover some of this? They argue that they have reduced budget growth, and they need this to balance the budget, or we're going to have structural shortfalls into the near future.
Okay, now we know that Peter Franco likes to be the maverick, but Nancy Kopp, the treasurer, is generally on the governor's side. What's going on here?
That's what makes this particularly noteworthy, is that the primary spokesperson for this whole thing, Peter Franco, was there, and he definitely, you know, was vocal. But Nancy Kopp was the one that was leading the charge on this, and you know, she kept sort of hammering home, look, we have to protect this fund. That, you know, they're fiduciaries because she's on the board. They have a fiduciary responsibility, and she's very concerned about short funding this, and also wants to make sure that the state keeps its promises to employees.
Okay, thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.